We are holding that Samach Yimul Amid Bey is the new cleric, Rabbi Yishmael. Misha starts off, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael says, Ho'imer ho'yibo ba'shabis, that the Oimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, Kezayin v'nisim, and that comes to be Matir the Chodesh, and that's brought a Mincha from Bali, it's a new Bali, but it's Matir for everybody to eat the Chodesh, a new crop that was grown that year. So locher is how you brought the Shabbos. It's even brought on Shabbos. It's even the second day Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Still is Berachah Shabbos. Now Mishol Soyim. If it comes out on Shabbos, then they used to cut down 3 saws worth of barley. That equals to an ephah. And we know that the actual minch itself was Mishol, was 1/10 of an ephah. In other words, used to have to sift it down to get pure flour out of it. So there would come out to be 1 isar and 1/10 of it went for the mincha. Uvachol, let's say the second day of Pesach came on the weekday, then mechamish, then they would cut down 5 saws worth of barley, and from that they would sift it over and over again until they get finally 1 isar of pure barley flour. However, vachomam necham say echad b'shabbos v'echad b'achol, whether it's Shabbos the second day of Pesach or whether it's a weekday. It was always enough just to cut down 3 saws worth of barley, which is 1 ephah, and out of that they would sift it down to get 1/10 of it in Isarin for the mincha shema. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kana Moimer, he said that Bashabis Hoyeniksa Biyochid, in the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, he only had one person cutting it down. Over Magal Achas, he only had one knife, like one saw to cut it down with. Uva kupa achas, they put it into one basket. Since we're done on Shabbos, you have to remember, do as least as possible. Uva achol b'shloisha, uva sholosh kupais, uva sholosh magolis. But in the weekday, then they would use 3 people to cut it down, and they would use 3 baskets, and 3 different knives, of b'raivam hadras metal to have more people doing it. However, the chom say, Echad b'Shabbos v'Echad b'Chol, whether it's Shabbos the second day of Pesach, whether it's weekday, still b'Shalosh 3 people will do it, or b'Shalosh Kupas with 3 baskets, or b'Shalosh Magolas 3 different knives. Rashi says it's Lefarsim Edovo Nifnei Habay Susim. That used to be the Tzedukim used to darshin that it's not Echad Shabbos. So Chol Medavka want to do it with a person. A lot of people should do it together just to show that it is Echad Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Bishlem Rabban and Kesav, it's very good what Rabban hold, that Isoren Mubchar Bisholesh Soyin Osim, that you have to have an Isoren 1/10 of an ephah for the Mincha, so 1/10 you could get from 3 Soyim. Again, 3 Soyim is the size of an ephah. Now when you sift it down, a 1/10 of that becomes pure barley flour, so it's good. Therefore, Vloishna B'chol, Vloishna B'Shabbos doesn't make a difference whether the second day of Pesach comes out on Chol or on Shabbos, you cut down 3 Soyim of barley, and for that you sift it out to get a pure 1/10 of an ephah. And the Rabbi Yishmael, Mike said, what does Rabbi Yishmael hold though? He, Kesavet, he holds that he's Sara Mubchar, Lo Yossi Yele Mechonish. That's what he says. In the weekday, you have to cut down 5 Soyim worth of barley. From that, when you sift it down, you get 1/10. An ephah pure barley is so afilu b'Shabbos nami. We're going now that the omer is doicha Shabbos. So if that's what you need to get a tenth of an ephah, it should be doicha Shabbos also. It should cut down 5 soim of Shabbos also. Elamai imi sholosh osi. If from 3 soim of barley you can sift it down to get a pure isarim from that, if so afilu b'chol nami, then even the weekday also we should hold it's enough to cut down 3 soim. How can Rabbi Shmuel says that on Shabbos only cut down 3, and on the weekday cut down 5? Some of Rabbi says like this: Kesav Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel holds Isaroin Mubchar Beloitir Chosim Michamish Enchnami. Not so much bother. Rashi says you don't want to have to sift it down that much. So then, if you cut 5 soyim of barley, you'll be able to get 1/10, 1 isaron of pure barley. But Petircha. But if you do it a lot of times, when you keep on sifting it over and over again, then also mishalish, then even from 3 saws worth of barley, you could eventually end up with 1/10 of an isarin of pure barley flour. Therefore, it's like this. Bichol, in the middle of the weekday, when there's not a problem of doing extra malachis, ma'asin and michamish, you're better off cutting down first 5 soyim worth of barley. So, ochi, shvicha nusa, it's easier that way. So therefore, cut down 5 soyim. Rashi says, kach meshubach adavar, there'll be some mubcha tvei, shemamts and nikol soy elamat. From each soy, you're going to get a little bit. So therefore, Rashi says, elamat oisay soy is dak hayesarishan, some of the first pure that comes out at the beginning. So you have a bottle, it's easier and better to do it out of 5. But the Shabbos, put on Shabbos, by cutting down 5 soyim, it's an extra malacha involved. Like every barley you cut down is another malacha. Therefore, mutav shiyabe b'malacha achas. The harkoda, you're better off just sifting it over and over again, this 3 soys, but rather than b'yal yabe b'malacha ishabe, not to have to cut down 5. Because if you cut down 5 soys, there are habe malachas involved. Rashi says, first of all, shayik soy, you're going to have to cut down the extra 2 soys worth of barley. Then the Yisra, you have to throw it up in the wind, winnow it. And then the Yivra, you have to separate the bad from the good. Then the Yitra, you have to grind it. And then the Yirka, then first sift it down. Shtei Soin Yaser. Therefore, on Shabbos, you better off, if at all possible, just to cut down 3 soys worth of barley. And from that, you'll sift it down to get a pure Yisra. Mashaykin of the weekday, but there's no problem of Malacha. Therefore, you're better off cutting down 5 soars. From that 5 soars, you come down to 1 isarin of pure barley flour. Now, Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi Yishmael b'nei, she Rabbi Yechim ben Baruch Amru Davar Echad, that Rabbi Yishmael and Al-Mishnah, and this other Rabbi Yishmael b'nei, she Rabbi Yechim ben Baruch, both say the same thing. What does it mean? The Tanya will learn like this, Ab also Shechal Liyos b'Shabbos, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So Lachar is, Mavshit Esa Pesach Adach Hozom, that you're supposed to skin the Korban Pesach up until the breath. Rashi says that's enough to take out the Yimurim. By the Korban Pesach, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, it's Doicha Shabbos, but only what you need for the Korban, not more. So therefore you're only supposed to skin, take off the skin up until the breath, and take out the Yimurim, and leave it then till after, till Mitzray Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael b'nei she Rabbi Yechon Amruka, that's what he holds. However, the Chomer say no, at sheyif shetef kuloi, that you're allowed to skin the whole Korban Pesach on Shabbos. You're allowed to take off all the skin, even more than you need. So he says, therefore, our Rabbi Yishmael was like this Rabbi Yishmael. That me lay on the Rabbi Yishmael b'nei she Rabbi Yechon Amruka hosam. Didn't he say over there by Korban Pesach? That kolhecha diyevsha, lay tachinon, anything that does not bedavka have to be done today. You do not have to skin the animal more than just until the breast to take out the imurim, so you have the letter to do more. So that's pranah Rabbi Shmuel also now Mishnah. Hachinam ikivun the yev shalei tachinan. That since it's possible to get the sorin of barley flour from 3 sows, so therefore even though it's a lot of tirchom, you're better off just doing this much and do not do more. Kech yev shalei tachin, you can't do more than you have to. The Gemara says back to Rabbi, no. Rimai, who told you to hold the same shita? Dilma may be out, come Rabbi Shmuel Hocho. Rabbi Shmuel only said, by yos, el de leki bizoin kotchim. It's not a problem of making any bizoin kotchim over here. Because it's only cutting down barley, you have to first get the pure flour, and then you first be makdashit. But when you're working with it, there's no hegdash involved yet, there's no bizoin of kotchim. Therefore, do a lot of tirka keep on sifting it over and over again. Aval Hossam, but over there by the Korban Pesach, could be Arabi Shmuel hold, like a Chom over there. Aval Hossam, Yikra Bizon Kotchim. Yeretze Bizon is disgraceful for the Kotchim. Like she says, Chetzev Mushrat, V'yeme Kacha Alayla, but Demek Nevela looks like a Nevela. And half of it's skinned and half not, it doesn't look nice. Yeretze Bizon Kotchim, so maybe there, Arabi Shmuel and Al Mishnah, maybe would agree with the Chom over there. Amalek Rabbot Israelay. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel would agree to the Rabbanim that you have a head to Mishim B'Zoyim Kotchim to skin the whole Korban B'Pesach. In Amirels, Ad Kamlo Kam Rabbi Shmuel B'Nei, Shem Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch HaHosam, when did Rabbi Shmuel B'Nei say the Halacha B'Korban Pesach that you're not allowed to skin more than you have to, more than to the breast? Ela D'Yisavid Lei Tzorach Kevoyo, that you did what you have to do for Tzoros Tavoya, like you did what you have to take out the Emurim. For Leit Tzorech, Achul Shabbos, and the rest of it, there's no purpose to be Mechal Shabbos for it. You don't gain anything to be Mechal Shabbos for it. Avol Hochava, now Mishnah, to Leit Yisab Leit Tzorech Gevoya. You did not do everything you need. Like we said before, that about it's much easier from five Soyim to get out a pure Yisorin. So therefore, since you have to get a pure Yisorin of barley flour for the Minchom, so maybe you ought to do whatever you have to. The Tzorech Lachul Shabbos is considered you have to be Mechal Shabbos to make sure you have fine flour. Say Makrabar and Tzirlei. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish of Rechem Abruka would be masking to Chomim now Mishnah that you're allowed to cut down five even on Shabbos. So it means Krabar means even though the Rabbanan says Echud Bechav Echud Shabbos a Sholosh, that's because they hold that's all you need. If they would hold you need more on the weekday, it could be they would hold you do that amount on Shabbos also. So it could be that Rabbi Shmuel Benoi over there does not hold like our Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. So therefore, like Rabbi, what you're saying, the more dingzach, it's not right. So more says Rabbi like this. Elo Omer Rabbi, Rabbi said like this better. That Rabbi Shmuel, for Rabbi Chanin, is Kana Kahanim, Omer Dov Rechad. Maybe in our Mishnah, two man the Omer, Rabbi Shmuel, and the Rabbi Chanin is Kana Kahanim are saying the same thing. The Tzvan granted our Mishnah in the Sefer, that Rabbi Chanin is Kana Kahanim Oimer, he says, that Peshabis, Niktzah B'Yochid, only one person cuts down the barley. The mag lech with one knife, or the kupachas with one basket, trying to do the least malach as possible. Ubachob on the weekday, if the 16th day of Nisan comes down the weekday, then Bishloshi used three people. Ubishloshi kupas are three baskets, each one has his own basket. Ubishloshi magolos, each one has his own knife. However, it says the chombom, the chombom, say no, that echot Shabbos, whether it's Shabbos, the second day Pesach, the Echad Chol, a weekday, still, you always do, B'Sholosh Kupas, or three baskets, Sholosh Magolos, or three knives. Now, me, like, come, Rab Chanina ben Sekhana Kahanim, didn't Rab Chanina Sekhana Kahanim say, Hosam, Kivun Diyev, Shalet Achinon, since it's possible to be cut down with one person, with one knife, with one basket, to not do more than you have to do in the Chal Shabbos, is so Achinam here also in the Reisha. Kivun Diyev, Shalet Achinon, since it's possible just to cut down three saws worth of barley. And from that work it's sifted over and over again, that's all you could do. So the Chanina would be masking from Yishmael in our Mishnah. Smor again says no, Mimah, who said so? Duma may be, Ad Kamloi Kamer Rabbi Shmuel, Hocho, El Deleko, Pisu Menusa. When does Yishmael say that she only cut down three, and not five, because there's not a Pisu Menusa in it? I will ask him over there, the Yikra Pisu Menusa, Emik Rabbanan Sfirlei. Maybe he'll be murdered to Rabbanan Sfor. It's better to have more people, Isaac, in cutting down the barley, as if to teach the Baisers that they're wrong, that you're allowed to be Deicha Shabbos. So the more people that do it, that's called a person. So maybe he would agree that you're supposed to even farsam the Dover. Rashi says, the Yadidim B'Sholosh L'Farsam HaDover Shekci Rasayimah V'Maitzoya Tezva B'Nisin Mevnei HaBaisusim. Shaymrim, they used to say, Eilayim HaBor Ela b'yechad b'Shabbos. They used to say, no, you only have to bring it on a Sunday, not in the middle of the week. So therefore, we would ask one of him if I him the ktsira. Therefore, you have two or three people doing it, it's a bigger person. And weiter, Inam Yirel's Adkan, where come Rebbe Chanina's kind of awesome. Di b'chad, I b'sholosh, tzor g'voy m'stavet, kichosay. And when does Rebbe Chanina say you only have one person cut it down? Because the other doesn't make enough kumina. The actual cutting down will be just as good whether one person does it, whether three people do it. It'll be the same thing. So Tzorech Gevoya would be done kilchosei, therefore he doesn't know from the form of piersim true. So therefore yod is enough, better off just one person do it. Avloch, but over here, tlei yisabe kilchosei, if you hold in tzvara that you have to have five soyim, that gives off a better, it's easier to get out the isoran of a barley flour. If so, Tzorech Gevoya is aimed at Rabbanan Sfirlei. Maybe Rabbi Chanina would argue Rabbi Shmuel Hovah to Rabbanan that on Shabbos you have the right to do whatever you need. So again, they're not totally Zeb is there. So where it says, Ela Rav Omer Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says like this, that Rabbi Shmuel, for Rabbi Yossi, Omer Dover Echod, our Rabbi Shmuel, and the Lach of Rabbi Yossi, they all said the same thing. That's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Tanan learned like this. Bein Shinira Ba'olo. It's a question of Kiddush HaChodesh. That two Eidim saw the moon, the new moon last night. That whether they saw it Ba'olo, they saw it clearly. Everybody can know about it. Or Bein Shalom Nira Ba'olo. Whether they didn't see it clearly. That not everybody would see it. Still, Mechan Olam as a Shabbos. You have a right to be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din. Even if it means to be Mechal Shabbos in order to get to Beis Din. To tell them on Shabbos that they saw the new moon last night, they're allowed to. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, depends. If Nira be Olul, if they saw the moon last night clearly, so then Ein Mechal and Olam as a Shabbos, then they have no right, if they have to be Mechal Shabbos to get to Beis Din, they have no right to. What's the Svara? That since they saw it clearly, most probably other people also saw it clearly. So therefore, they have no right to rush because they know it's not necessary. And the stomach other Adam will come to Beis Din to tell them that they saw the moon last night. But if they didn't see it clearly, neither was it a little cloudy, so then maybe they were the only ones that saw the moon, then Avada they have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. So you see, what does Rabbi Yosi hold? Milo Yom Rabbi Yosi, doesn't Rabbi Yosi say, Hosam, Kivan Diyev Shalat Achinam, since the moon they saw last night was clearly, then most probably other people also saw it. Therefore, Shlal Litzar, they should not be Mechal Shabbos. So Achinami, now Mishnah also, the Holocaust of Yishmael, that Kivan Diyev Shalat Achinam, since it's possible to make these sorin of flour just from three soyim, so you have no right to cut down five, just cut down three. So if Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shmuel, so Gemara says back, no, Bimai, who told you like that? Dilma, maybe. Yes, Gemara says, Bimai, who said so? Dilma, maybe, Yad, Kano, Kam, Rabbi Shmuel, Hoch, maybe Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, now, Mishnah, El Deleko, Nimtseis, Ato, Machshir, Mosanovei. And there's no problems. Like we tell you, not to be there, Shabbos means not to cut down five, only cut down three stores. Here, there's no problem. My shaken over there by the Kiddush HaKodesh, there is a problem that if we tell the Eidim not to go this year, there may be Machshir not to go next year either. Like, once you tell them not to go, even though you have a reason now this year, because you think other people saw it also, but the Eidim may come to think, listen, they tell me not to go this year, I won't have to go next year either. So the Eidim won't come to tell the Beis Din about Kiddush HaKodesh. Therefore, there's a special sort to say, let the Eidim come to tell Beis Din about the Kiddush HaKodesh. And weiter, Dilma maybe Ad Kalakum Rabish. Weiter mit, Aber was mir den Nimsas hat am Achshir, was am Novoi, you're going to put a Mikshol, a trap, the next year they may not come, we tell them to come better. And the Krabonitz Rulei, in Amir, or else like this, Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Yosi Yosem. Rabbi Yosi only said over there, El de lekot zara gevoya, there's no purpose of gevoya. For that nitmu Shabbos litchais, that Levaisa, since the moon was seen clearly, for sure there'll be other Eidim coming to Beis Din, so it's not necessary for these Beis Din now to come for Kiddush HaKodesh. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi tells the Eidim, do not be Mechal Shabbos, don't go to Beis Din. Avloch, over now Mishnah, tiikot zara gevoya. There is a reason to cut down five. Like in the weekday, you Rabbi Shmuel hold, you're supposed to cut down five soyim. It's easier, you get a better isar then. If so, v'nitne Shabbos litchais, and the Rabbanan Svirlei, maybe Rabbi Yosef would agree to the Rabbanan, and not like Rabbi Shmuel, that if you hold, you need five in the weekday, it could be Rabbi Yosef would hold, who are then you can cut down five soyim on Shabbos also. That's all called Tzorech Gevoya. Now the Gemara says, Itmo, not like this. Shochat shtei chatois shel tzibur, yeshechted two chatis of a tzibur, v'yeinu tzarech elachas. You did this on Shabbos, you only need one of them. Rashi says, shochat b'shabbos, beis chatois shel tzibur, grain, echad shel siri avodah zarah, or siri regel b'shabbos, repetecha regel. That's how it gives in Rashi. But the Shita says, k'grain, that shechal rosh chodesh oichol amoy b'shabbos, the Tzorech Lahakriv saw your Chatis Echot and Bishagar Bishtayim, and he made a mistake and brought two of them. But really you only have to bring one today, and he brought two. So Lahakriv is Chayv al Ashniya, Chatis was the Shaykh Guru, Kesaba Mut Lashar to Mashabis, Hoyo Vishar Tziburu, Vitoya, because the Chiv and the Shachar Rishon, Sula Chazi al Tzibur. Or you only need one, so soon as you shaft the first one, you Yotza, the second one is Shlomo Tzorech, therefore you have to bring the Chatis. It's called you do a Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. So that's the halacha of Itmar again. Shochat shtei chatoyes shel tzibur, You shechted two chatoyas today, you thought you have to bring both, but really, the Yitzhak Lachas, you only need one of them. Shama Rabbi says, V'teimo, Rabbi Ami, Chayiv al Hashniya, Yechayiv HaKorban, it's called Yedidah B'Shegeg, Yechayiv on the second one. Opot al Rishayna, but the first one is Potter, that's Muti, left Erech HaShabbos. V'afilu Nischap al Bishniya, even if the Kapora first comes with the second one. V'afilu Nimseis, Rishayna Kachusha, and even if it comes out the first one was Kochosh, was weak, still Yechayiv on the second one. And Rashi says, "When Mitzvah says the field is chata v'shniya means kagoyin shenishbar dam arishayim liyachah shchita shniya." In other words, you first shechted both chatois. So b'shas you shechted the second one, you had no heter then. At that time, you had the first chatis. See, even though later b'shas is rikas adam, the dam of the first one was nishbar, it got lost. So lemaisi he had no kapara from the first one. So now it's takam mutter to bring the second one. But since at the time when you made the shechita of the second one, it was Zahuto, you're still chayiv. The same thing, even though later we find out that the first one was kochish, was weak. And now you would have had a right to bring the second one. But since at the time when you made the shechita of the second one, you had no right to, it's called an aveira. And for that, you're chayiv achatis. So Mori asked the question, Omi Omer Rabbah, okay, is it true that Rabbah says like this? Aye, Omer Rabbah, Rabbah says like this. What's going to be, hoy you look for no, shtei chatoyis? Person has two chatois. Acha shmeinu, one is a fat animal. The achas chusha, one is a weak, a lean one. Shochat shmeinu, let's see, you shechted the fat one first. The achakach shochat chusha, and then you shechted the weak one. Chayef nechnami, this happened on Shabbos. So you zichu yotzu with the first one. You had no heter to shech the second one, therefore you chayef. What's going to be the opposite way? Kachusha, first you shechted the weak animal. The achakach then shmeinu is potter. That's your potter. Because vice versa, because now you have a head to the shech the second one. You have right to say, since the second one is more fatter, I want to bring that one for the korban. So what do you say here, Yechayiv? For loyei, not only this, el l'shoimim loy, habosh shmein l'chatchila, v'shochat. But she says, alafim l'chatchila imim loy, l'yachah shchitas k'chusha, that if you first shechted the weak one, we still tell you, habosh shmein l'chatchila v'shochat, even though it's Shabbos, we tell you now l'chatchila, go ahead and bring the better one, bring the fatter one. So how could Rabbi say Yechayiv for the second one, and here it's Masha for Rabbi, L'chatchila, that he brought the weak one first, L'chatchila, go and bring the better one, the fatter one. So Mora says, Yiboyasim, if you want to tell like this, Sami Kechusha Mekamai, Senechnami, take away Kechusha. Rashi, Sami Kechusha Mimilsa Kamai, Rabbi, take out that halacha. He didn't mean to say that. He only meant to say, when you shechted both of them, Yechayiv for the second one, if they're both just as fat. But in the case with the second one, the first one was kochush, then taki not chayiv. The boy said, if you want to tell like this, Hahi Rabbi Ami Omro, that's Rabbi Ami that said that. In other words, Rashi, the boy is saying, he commands Rabbi Ami Omro, Vesami Rabbi Minei, it wasn't Rabbi that said it, rather it was Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami holds Yechayiv. Oh, Malay Ravin Lerabashi, Nim says, for Rishon Kahusha, the Vemayin Maho. What's going to be after you shechted the first one? Now it comes out that inside of the Bnei Mayin is weak. So Rashi says, "Metchil loyin nira shmein." At the beginning, taka looks fat, but v'hash to the mishkaka chusha u'mikore kishoch l'shniya l'shoch to v'shus to the diamond nimsus v'shenek chusha. So what's going to be the kids that you shechted both chatois? So at the time when you shechted, really you did not know the first one was weak. You thought it was healthy. So really, at the time when you shechted the second one, you had no right to do it. But after the shechita, then when you opened up the first korban, you found that it was kochosh. So now really you had a right to bring the second one. So now, what do we say? And the question is, according to Rabba, do we say yipotir or do we say yichayiv? No. Bosa machshav to yavlinim. So we go bosa yimachshava right now. For gavul yisur kamechavin. At your machshava, the way you were thinking, the shas you made the second shechita, at that time, you did not know the first one was kochosh. So your intentions were to do an aveira. Since so, you should be chayiv. Or there may be, bosa maitzav avlinim. Well, let's go up to the actual action what happened. And the actual action that happened was, lemaitzav, the first animal was a kochosh. It was a weak one. If so, according to Rabba, you have a head to look at Chidur even to go now and check the second one. Even though you didn't realize it at that time, but since it's Mutar, maybe you go boss the Maestri, you'll be Potter. That's the Shal, according to Rabba, in this case, you go boss his Machshavta, his thoughts, is towards Mele Issa, because at that time it was not known yet that the first one was Kochish. Because when does Rabbi say allowed to, that the after you made the Shechit on the first one, now you see clearly it's Kochish. And the second one is Shemena, you have a right to check the second one. But here, after the first Shechit, you did not know yet that it's Kochish. You thought that it's good? So therefore, at that time, you had no right to check the second one. So your Machshav was the Issa. But later, after you opened up the first one, you found that it was Kochish. So the Maisa was okay. What do we say? So the Maisa said back to him, so Rav Ashi said back to Ravino, Lav Hainu the Rabba for Rava. Isn't this the Shaila about Rabba for Rava? Yipa will learn like this. Shoma Shetova Tinik Diyam. Let's say you heard over that the kid is drowning in the ocean. O Porosh Mitsuda, and you spread out your nets now. Lahala is dogim, that you have intentions to still go fishing. The Hela dogim. And the mice you caught fish, Havadi Yechai. For that you have no enter, not the Chashava to catch fish. What's going to be the Lahala is dogim, the Hela dogim atinik? That's the you had in mind just to go fishing. But the mice, what came up was the kid also. So are you chayiv now for this mice or not? Rabbi Ro Mechai, by says Rabbi Mechai, we go boss your machshava. Since your machshava was just to go fishing, and you went fishing, you chayiv for that. Ah, you brought up the kid, but your machshava was not for that purpose. For Rabbi Mepot, Rabbi says no, you potter. Why? Because you go boss of a maisa. La maisa, when you lifted up this net, you caught the kid. So therefore, it's mutter to do that, even though fish came up with it. So what? So you see clearly, Rabbi goes bossa your maisa. And the Yadkan to now Rabba Loika Potter Rabba. When did Rabba says Potter El Akivon the Shoma? Only because the mice he heard before that where the kid was drowned. I mean, therefore we say Nami Daita Tinik, that even though he had intentions to go fishing, but for sure it's in his mind also to save the kid. Avo Bod Loi Shoma. Let's say this person did not hear that the kid was drowning, and so therefore he only went just to go fishing. Loi Mash Mibodol Lamaisi, when he went fishing now with his net, he picked up the kid, he would be chayiv. So who is even according to Rabbi, you go bosa machshavtoi. We do not go bosa as myself. If his machshava was just to go fishing, and he had no intentions at all of saving the kid, even though the mice at the end he did save the kid, you'll be chayiv. So who is clearly, you go bosa your machshava. Vika the army, something like this, no, omalei, hainu plattai, the Rabbi of Rava. This is the machwekas in Rabbi and Rava. The Yitman will learn like this. Shalti goes, lo shama. That Shoma Shtova Tidik B'yam, you heard the Shavu, he goes, yes or not, but the kid was drowning. Or Polish Mitzud L'Alas Dogen, you put out your net to catch fish. Vela Dogen, and you caught the caught fish of Adachayev. L'Alas Dogen, Vela Tidik, the Dogen, you picked up both of them. So Rabbi Rama Petit, L'Maisi Yipot, you go Bosa, L'Maisi, you saved the kid, you put him. Rabbi Machayev, Rabbi Mapot is the Bosa Maisim, go Bosa is Maisim. Rabbi Machayev is the Bosa Machshavtei. You go boss his machshava. The three kids is a machlekes rabba brava. You go boss the yamaisav. That lamaisi yamaisav was that you saved the kid. You be potter. And Rabbi says no. You go boss the machshavtei. Your machshava was not to save the kid. Your machshava was just to go fishing. And lamaisi you did bring up a fish. And if you would have just brought up the kid, pshit you be potter. But now that lamaisi brought up both the kid and the fish, so you chayef your machshava. The kids you see that's a machlekes rabba and rava. Halumor says, Omar Rabba says, Choyle, a person that's sick, Shamdu legregras achas, that the doctor says this person has to eat now one dried fig, that's what he needs. Verotsu asor ben ayodim, Veviyu, so 10 people first ran to bring this Choyle on Shabbos, to bring him this dried out fig. Veviyu asor gregras, each one brought one, so now he has 10, but Vasach did it at one time, Pturim. The real potter, there's even though the Mechal Shabbos, but this person was a Chol Shesh per Sakona, so he had to be allowed to do it, you're allowed to run to do it. So each one, the Shas, he did it. Like Rashi says, the Chulam the Mitzvah is Chavnu, is Pturim, the Hazor is the Chol Meshubach. If the path that you go to save the Chol, it's Meshubach. So the real potter. Afilo Bezach has even brought one after another. And Afilo caught them for Hivri Brishaina. Even though in the first one brought him the Gregorius, he ate it and it became well, still, Bishas, the other ones went to do it, they did not know he's well yet, they thought he's still sick, so Bishas, they did it, the Machshava was Leptur, therefore it's Potter. Boy, you Rob has to shout like this, what's going to be Chayle Shem Dulishtei Gregorius, the doctor says this sick person, Achol Sheyesh Pesachono, needs two figs to get well. Now, the Yesh Tei Gregoros Pishnei Uksin. You have a fig tree. There are two different branches. Each one has a fig. So you could pull off the two branches and you'll have the two figs. But Visholish Bukas Achas, there's one branch that has three figs. So which branch should you pull off? Hai Minayim Asin, which one should we bring? Shtayim Asinin to Chazle. Should we just take off one and one? Because that's all it needs is just two. Or Dilma maybe, Sholish Masinin. You're better off cutting off the one branch that has three on it to cover Mayit Ketsirim. Because you're doing less of a malach on Shabbos. You're not doing such two Ketsiris, you're only doing one Ketsira. So Masav HaNechdami, that's the malacha. Pshit it simple, Sholish Masinin. That of course you should only cut off the one branch that has three figs on it. Why? The Yad Kam Lo Kam Rabbi Shmuel Hossam Aladuchim Amayit Biachilo Kam Amayit Ketsira. Like when does Rabbi Shmuel say in our Mishnah that you should make less of a Ketsira, only cut off three soil worth of barley, not five? The Chimamayit Biachilo, if you cut off less Kam Amayit Ketsira, you're doing less of a Malacha. Therefore you're better off doing less of a Malacha to not cut off five soil, but rather only cut down three. All right, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side.